Welcome to AI on the Hill. I'm Rowan Reeves, here to break down the complex world of artificial intelligence and its intersection with policy. Today, we're discussing a significant move by the Biden administration, a sweeping executive order from late last month, October 2023, aimed at fostering responsible innovation in AI. This landmark directive seeks to set a comprehensive strategy for responsible innovation, stretching from AI standards to worker safeguards. It's a multifaceted approach looking to shape the future of AI with an emphasis on safety, security, and ethical standards. The order sets new benchmarks for AI safety and security. High-risk AI systems will now require rigorous safety tests and data sharing with the U.S. government. It's a step toward transparency, but how will this affect the burgeoning AI startups? They might face new hurdles as they navigate these standards. In the realm of science, the administration isn't taking any chances. Agencies funding life sciences must now adopt stringent standards for biological synthesis, with AI's potential risks in sharp focus. It's about being proactive rather than reactive. Cybersecurity is another key pillar. The order calls for AI tools to shore up software vulnerabilities and sets the stage for a new national security memorandum. And in an age where distinguishing between real and AI-generated content is increasingly difficult, the Department of Commerce is stepping up to the plate with new standards. The protection of privacy and civil rights is paramount. The executive order calls for bipartisan data privacy legislation and emphasizes the use of privacy-preserving technologies. It's a move to safeguard citizens against the invasive potential of AI. Equity remains a cornerstone. With guidance aimed at preventing algorithmic discrimination and best practices for AI and criminal justice, the administration is signaling a commitment to fairness. But is it enough to curb AI's biases? Consumers, patients, and students aren't left out. From healthcare to education, the order pushes for responsible AI integration and establishes a reporting system for AI-related harms. It's about ensuring that AI serves the public good. Workers' rights are also in the spotlight. Principles to address AI's impact on jobs and labor standards are on the horizon, along with a comprehensive report on AI's labor market impacts. And to keep the U.S. at the forefront of innovation, the order encourages a competitive AI ecosystem and streamlined immigration for skilled workers. On the global stage, the order advocates for international AI frameworks and interoperable standards. It also focuses on the government's internal AI use, with guidelines for responsible deployment and an acceleration of AI talent hiring. This executive order is a helpful starting point, yet it's just the beginning. The AI landscape is dynamic, and staying ahead means continual adaptation, usually difficult on the federal stage. Ethics in AI and international collaboration will be areas to watch closely, especially as the global political climate evolves. As we wrap up, remember, it's not just about what AI can do, but what it should do. The foundation is set, but the conversation continues. How will these frameworks evolve? What will this mean for the future of AI and society? We'll keep an eye on it all, right here on AI on the Hill. Join us next time as we dissect the pulse of AI policy and its ramifications. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning.